Public Schools Foundation. And on behalf of the foundation, I just want to welcome all of you here to our 6th annual State of the Schools Luncheon. How many of you, show of hands, have been at this event before? Okay, that's amazing. It has definitely grown over the years. We love the increase in the number of attendance people that are coming, this is definitely our biggest turnout yet. I remember visiting with our superintendent in 2018 about the idea for this event, and we knew that in order to maintain the level of excellence that we expect from Bartlesville Public Schools, we really needed to have a community that stayed informed and stayed engaged with what was going on in our schools. Whether it's hosting high school interns or donating funds or simply advocating for public education in our community, we needed to work together. This event was a great opportunity to keep our community connected to our schools. Now, fast forward 5 years, and we've almost doubled the initial attendance of this event. We've tripled our initial fundraising efforts. And last fall, this event received state recognition from the Oklahoma Foundation for Excellence as an outstanding program for its efforts in community engagement. I want to highlight our community partners and team of volunteers that made this event such a success year after year. Could my foundation board members and event committee members please stand up to be recognized? The faster you do it, the faster it will be over. These leaders not only helped put this event together today, but they are serving as advocates for our foundation and our public schools year-round. We also appreciate the high school, in particular Michael Hart, Seth Weimer, and James Billingsley for helping us prepare this space for you. And of course, our superintendent for taking the time to visit with all of us today. We are also so grateful that one of our Bartlesville alumni and my friend Amy Saltzman and her crew at the Eatery has prepared this amazing catering for you today. She's given us lots of options despite the fact that she's serving a lot of people. So we appreciate you, Amy. Now we'd like to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors, particularly the Trudy Education Foundation, for serving as our presenting sponsor and serving as a valuable partner for our schools. And our education champion sponsors, Kelliher Architects, Phillips 66, ConocoPhillips, Manhattan Construction, Alexander and Caitlin Johnson, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Trudy Credit Union, DSR, Bartlesville Education Promise, and PEAK. We also greatly appreciate the sponsorship of our education partners listed in your program. Our sponsors are not only individuals and organizations that buy a table once a year. They are supporting the schools and our foundation year-round. They are true community partners, recognizing teachers, serving as quality vendors, and funding new programs. So thanks to all of you. We have a few additional ways that you can support our programs today, and you'll hear more about these throughout the event, but it includes purchasing the teacher supply pails on your table. They're $20, and we are happy to deliver those to a teacher of your choice to start their school year off right. You can also participate in our online auction. Some of our items are featured here at these tables, but it includes some of the original work from our Goodnight Bartlesville book, as well as some experiences including a quail hunt with Earl Sears, shadowing our superintendent, or participating with our Bartlesville Police Department in special operations training. We also want you to use the text to give. It's written on your table and in your programs. You'll hear a little bit more about this opportunity when our presenting sponsor comes up. Now, what is the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation? Hopefully by now most of you know this, but it's always important to highlight our programs and the impact that we're having. We serve as the fundraising arm for the district. We've supported our schools for 38 years, matching the needs of our teachers and students to the interests of our donors, providing crucial funding beyond what's provided for in the state budget. Our programs impact 100% of our teachers, staff, and students. We provide about $200,000 in support each year to our school, and that number continues to increase. Since our inception, we've provided over $3.8 million to funding our schools. empower our teachers, we engage our students, and we enrich educational opportunities district-wide. One program we fund are grants to teachers. This summer, we actually funded a teacher, our Bartlesville High School environmental science teacher, to go to the Amazon rainforest to develop a curriculum to bring back for her students. We also fund Bruins on the Run, which is a no-cost after-school running and mentoring program for fifth graders across the district. And we provide seed money for district initiatives like elementary STEM, agriculture, broadcasting, and this past year, hiring additional school resource officers for our sites. Last fall, we started two additional programs. One is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. This is a global book gifting program that delivers free quality books to children's doorsteps each month from the time they're born to the time they're 5 years old. The foundation covers the cost to bring this program to our Bartlesville kids. Last year, we put over 13,000 books in the hands of Bartlesville kiddos. Our second new program is Bruin Vision. Through this program, we purchased vision screening cameras for our school nurses to check our students' eyesight and partnered with Dr. Jamie Bennett to provide eye care and glasses for students in need. This impact that we're making, it is not ours. It is yours. We could not do what we do without your continued support. In an effort to remind our community how we support our schools, we're rolling out a new awareness campaign that you'll see around town. And we've got some examples here today. But we hope that this campaign will encourage our community to think of the foundation when they're looking for ways to support public education in Bartlesville. And with every year, we hope that you leave this event feeling proud of our district's accomplishments, confident in its vision, and motivated to continue supporting and advocating for our schools and our students and our teachers. And as you're listening to our superintendent's update on our schools, recognize how much of the exciting things he shares are due to the tremendous community support that we have here in Bartlesville. Now, speaking of community support, please help me welcome the CEO of Truity Credit Union, Aaron Feldner, who will introduce our superintendent.
On behalf of the Truity Education Foundation, thank you so much for joining us at the State of the Schools event. We look forward to hearing the superintendent's update on our schools at this event each year, and we're thrilled to serve as the presenting sponsor for the sixth year in a row. The Truity Education Foundation is proud of the Bartlesville Public Schools and the role we've been able to play in its success. Through this ongoing partnership, we have been able to fund the resource service officers that protect and keep our kids safe, to contribute to STEM initiatives and expand the new ag offerings, and to support the Bartlesville Public Schools involvement in Run the Streets, just to name a few. We've also partnered with the Public School Foundation to develop virtual field trips for our elementary schools. This gave the schools the experience of visiting some of the area's greatest treasures, such as Wool Rock, the Bartlesville Community Center, and Price Tower. The Truity Education Foundation was established in 2009 to support public education. Since that time, we have contributed over $490,000 to the Bartlesville Public Schools. We are thankful that so many of you choose to do business with Truity. Your business allows us to support the public education programs and their improvements throughout the district. We are also very excited to be offering a match for the Text to Give donations during today's event. You probably noticed on the tables and in the programs, their information's in there for you to text to give. If you guys follow those instructions and collectively give $2,500, we will match that. So everyone should have their phones out and be donating right now. It's because of the generous community support, Bartlesville's great teachers, and outstanding district leadership that our schools are the best in the region. And speaking of leadership, I now have the pleasure of introducing one of our most visionary leaders, the superintendent of Bartlesville Public Schools. Chuck McCauley is the superintendent of Bartlesville Public School District. This is his 32nd year in education and his 23rd year in Bartlesville. Prior to being named superintendent in 2016, he served as Bartlesville High School's principal, the executive director of human resources, directory of secondary education, and interim superintendent. Superintendent McCauley graduated from Northeastern State University with a bachelor's degree in 1992, and in 2001 earned his master's degree from Southern Nazarene University. Chuck has been married to his high school sweetheart, Jennifer, since 1992. She teaches math at Central Middle School. Their son Mason graduated from Bartsville High School in 2015 and William Jewell College in 2019. Superintendent McCauley is a member of the Bartlesville First Church, Bartlesville Rotary Club, Trudy Credit Union's Education Foundation Board, Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and serves on the Oklahoma State Superintendent's Advisory Board. Superintendent McCauley has been awarded the Tom Shoemake Leadership Award in recognition for his outstanding community leadership, and recently was the 2020-2021 winner of the Oklahoma Medal for Excellence in Teaching and Administration by the Oklahoma Foundation for Excellence. In 2021, he was elected to the United Suburban Schools Association Executive Committee. Please help me welcome Chuck McCauley.
Thank you. I appreciate the warm welcome, and most of all, I appreciate everybody here for being here. I know it's a very busy time getting ready for school to get started, and it's truly an honor for me to serve in this role as superintendent, you know, because I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve our kids. I'm here to serve you, our community. I'm here to serve our staff and parents. Got a lot of great things to share what's going on, so I'm going to get to that here in just a second. But before I get started, I do want to make a few introductions. First of all, I know we've got some of our local legislators are all here. If they would please stand. Senator Daniels, I believe I saw Senator Daniels, Representative Kane, and Representative Strong. Thank you. And then former Representative Earl Sears, and I don't know if Senator Ford, John Ford's here also. If you guys please wave your hand, please. Thank you. I think we have some of our friends from the city. I know I saw Mayor Copeland, city council members, Trevor Dorsey. I believe I saw Trevor and talked to him before. Yeah, Trevor Dorsey's here. Trevor has three kids in school, does lots of great things for our school, really invested heavily in our FFA, his wife Beth, and several of our parent support groups. Mayor Copeland somewhere. Appreciate him taking time. Those you guys taking time to give him a hand. And also City Manager Bailey is here. I see him back there too. Assistant City Manager Tracy Rolls is here as well. And Kevin make it? Kevin Eichelberry? I don't think he did. Okay, I don't think he was able to make it today, but appreciate our city folks for taking time to attend as well. And then also wanted to recognize our District Attorney Will Drake, took time to be here today. Thank you, Mr. Drake. Appreciate all those folks for taking time to be with us here today. And I want to thank the Bartlesville Public School Foundation. When I started as superintendent, which this is now my eighth year, which is really hard to believe, time truly flies. I know that was one of my first steps was to visit, really go on a listening tour, visit with a lot of groups. And I really felt like our public school foundation, we could be more strategic. And one of those steps was to hire an executive director. And they went through the process to not just rely on a volunteer board, and Blair Ellis has been tremendous. She has made a tremendous difference. So please give Blair a hand. Also, we have a big supporter of, our community is a big supporter of education. Bartlesville Education Promise is another group that serves our district as well. And I'll share one of the initiatives that they help us with here a little bit. Later through the program. Jim Dunn, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, is here. Dr. Dunn, we do a lot of things with Wesleyan. I'll give you an example with him. He had John Maxwell came in and spoke to our community, was available. He opened that up for all of our leadership to come hear him in person. That's one of the, we've studied several of his books, so it was really a thrill for our leadership team to get to meet him. And Dr. Dunn was able to secure a signed copy of his latest book for me, which I really, really appreciate him doing that. And our team is going to be, matter of fact, we're getting the process started next month on his latest book. So appreciate our friends over at Wesleyan University. We've got some great kids here that I want to point out. I want to start, where's Joyce Yang? Joyce, would you stand up? Yeah, so Joyce Yang, let me just talk about it for a minute. Yeah. Joyce just graduated this past year, and she's getting ready to leave here in a couple weeks to go to Princeton. And Joyce is she's special. We recognized her at several of our school board meetings. I think she might have attended more than some of our board members. I don't know, but she, I'm just kidding. But she was named probably the one, I mean, she's a National Merit Kid, president of the student body. She's fine arts. She's done everything. But one thing I did want to point out, she was named a presidential scholar. And what that means is select one boy and one girl from every state. And then there's a few other folks that they select. It comes out to about 121 students are selected. And Joyce was one of those. That's really a big deal. So, yeah. The last time Marlsville High School had one was 1985. That's a big award for her to receive. Really proud of her. And actually, she's going to be joining her brother, Stone, who also is a Bartlesville graduate. He'll be going into his, I believe, his senior year. Is that right? Yeah, his senior year at Princeton as well. We also have some of our kids, some of our athletes. Is Cody Lay here? Did Cody make it? Must Cody stand up? So Cody, young man, he's the reigning state champion for us in the 500. He beat a young man that was about 6'6", going to go swim at the University of Michigan. You can see Cody is not 6'6". But he's just another one of our great swimmers that have come through. And Vita Griffin Craig is also a defending state champion. They couldn't make it here today, but these kids are going to be going into their senior year and are able to lead our swim program. So Cody's a great student, a great young man. Appreciate all of his, because that work doesn't magically happen. Thank you, Cody. I've also got a couple of girls here. I've got some couple of school record holders. Gentry, let's start with you. Gentry Turner? Yeah, so Gentry back there too. So you might have seen Gentry. She has an older sister, Quincy, that graduated a couple years ago, was an outstanding athlete for us. She was a pole vaulter, but Quincy is a runner in terms of track and cross country. And she set the 2-mile school record this past year, and I believe that she finished third state. She's a 4.0 student, and she's going into her senior year as well. And she's a leader on our cross country team. I know we have Coach Vermeer sitting back there with us. You know, we won several state championships in cross country. I saw the kids out running this morning. Thank you for getting up and doing that. It's awful hot out there. But give her a hand, Gentry Turner. And then next, Campbell Barta. Campbell, I think, is over there. You go, Campbell. Yeah, Campbell is another 4.0 student, but she has several school records. I may not have remembered them all. I know she's on a relay team, but I believe she has the 100, the 200, and the long jump. I think that's right. No, just the 100 and 200? Okay, very good. I was close. And she's coming back. She's going to be a senior for us. She's also a 4.0 student, very talented young lady. She definitely gets her athletic and academic abilities from her mother. We all know that too. But please give Cam. Thank you for being here, Cam. We really do have some great kids. Appreciate them taking time to spend with us as well. So next up, I think most of my school board members are here today. Would you guys stand? Okay, so I believe they're all here but Susie, but Scott Bilger, board president, Andrea Nightingale is secretary of the board, Rick Boswell is vice president, Jason Sauer is a member, Kendra Shamhart's a member, and Randy Heron. Susie Kersey is the only one that couldn't be here. I appreciate their service. You know, I think I mentioned city council earlier. I think city council and school board members, you know, for those high-paying jobs, which is zero, you know, they're here really to invest in our kids and our youth and our community to really make us all better. So really appreciate them service. So give them a hand. Yeah, so let's kind of get to an update now. So one thing that I want to share is, there we go. Yeah, so as we get into talking about some of the updates, what's going on, this is just a bar chart that talks about our district enrollment. You may not have heard we're growing. Which is interesting because our city is about the same size, and if you look at our last census, it has grown some. But if you look at this chart, this goes back 20 years, and this the real low one, that is this is October 1 counts from 2020, so that was during the pandemic where our enrollment, like all schools, dropped. And you can see where we came out of the pandemic, how we have continued to grow. So if you look at from before the pandemic, so October of 2019 to where we were this past year, of October of 2022, we've grown about 225, 250 kids more than we had before. Most of that growth is from kindergarten up to about ninth grade. And it's from, and I get the question often, is where are these people coming from? And so it's truly from a variety of things that we believe, because the only information that we have when a new student enrolls is where they were previously. But, you know, for example, we'll have, I think so far we have over 30 kids that were enrolled in a private school last year that enrolled in Marlsville Public this year. We have several coming in, like from Epic, some online schools. We have several homeschool families that are choosing to take some of our options, because we have so much more flexibility now than we used to as well. From the area as well, because what we're able to offer kids is very different than what you'll find in the area, all the different electives. And so we're pleased to be able to offer those things, really take time to listen to what our parents are interested in, and making sure we've got some robust offerings as well. We don't know yet what our enrollment looks like for next year, obviously, because it changes up until really the first few days of school. But I know when I checked this morning, we're over 6,200, which is another increase, be over that top line for our upcoming school year. So those are exciting times. One thing that, probably the first thing I want to talk about now, and then this is probably one of the things that helps in terms of thinking about why we're growing, in terms of school resource officers. So we went from 2 years ago having three. We had three resource officers in our district. And basically, they were housed. We had one here, one at each middle school. That's where we were. And so 2 years ago, when the tragedy in Uvalde happened, I was able to visit. I had to meet monthly with Mike Bailey, our city manager. I sat down with him and Tracy Rolls, who was a police chief at that time. Now he's assistant city manager. And we were brainstorming on what can we do, you know, talking safety-wise. Carrie Eichelberry is our director of safety for the district. She happens to be married to the chief, Kevin Eichelberry, and he's wonderful. So that helps. That relationship helps us. So Carrie, keep that going. But really, you know, we've invested heavily in safety. We have bond funds set aside every year for safety that we're able to do things like video cameras, like having secured entrances, locks on doors, all those different types of things that the physical site can do. But we really felt like a weakness was, or area of our gap was, just personnel, because we're busy. I mean, school folks, they're busy. And so really felt like the best thing to do, we talked about all different things about, you know, if we had some more resource officers, how many could we add, talking about response times, you know, where's the, you know, all the different things that go along with that. And really where we landed was, we felt like the very best thing we can do is to have a Bartlesville police officer. I'm not talking about a mall cop, a security off duty. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about a full-time Bartlesville police officer at every school. And so I visited the timing. I think it was a God thing. I was able to, the timing of it just so hit at the end of the fiscal year. I was able to talk to my board about it. I was able to talk to the city council about it. The way that works for us, the partnership works, is these are full-time Bartlesville police officers. They spend about 75% of their contract with us. So therefore, that's what we pay for, and the city picks up the rest. So very thankful that our city council, city manager, our board was able to do that, because that comes out to, from 2 years ago, it's about a $300,000 annual increase to our budget. So that's a huge investment. Obviously, it took the police department some time to be able to staff that appropriately, because all these people, we don't want just anyone. You know, you want to have someone that has the right heart for it, and that they're good with kids, because not everybody is, as we know. So make sure we got the right people. So they're able to, and if those folks come work for us, they have to backfill their jobs. Because, as you know, guys and ladies have big jobs for us. So last year, we were able to add three along the way. This year, in August, we're now in August, so we're going to start, our plan is to have the same resource officer at each school from August to May, so that they can build that relationship. And it's really proud of that. Trudy mentioned that last year. Trudy Education Foundation donated $100,000 to the district to help offset that cost as we build that in. So we've got some of those folks are here. You guys stand. Yeah. These are our three. They've been with us for a few years now, Corey, Terry, and Ben. But they've been with us now for a few. And actually, the reason they're not all here, because the rest of them are in training over at Tri-County. We're hosting some training in the district. And someone just told me that was on the news on 6 that went out too. So really appreciate them. So I think this is something, I know it's important for us, but obviously as the adults, but for our kids, you know, I think for our parents, for our grandparents, to know that that's our plan. We are also in the process here at this building at the high school, because of the size and everything that goes on, to adding a second resource officer. And that's really, we've already approved that. It's just a matter of waiting on the police department to be able to staff that. So we've invested heavily in safety. Also want to mention on New Teacher Academy, you've probably heard some, there is a shortage of teachers. But you know, frankly, there's a shortage of folks in a lot of professions. And so we're not immune to that. It's been coming. For whatever reason, there are fewer people choosing to be education majors. And so what we've decided is, you know, what's the best thing that we can do? We need to invest in our staff, because these are, we got folks coming to us, maybe they weren't education degrees, but they're hardworking people, they have degrees, they have a good spirit about them, but they need training. They just don't know what they don't know. So last year, we started a new teacher academy. We had 42 teachers go through the program, and 38 of them are going to be working for us, we retained. 38 of them will be back this year. So that's a tremendous success. LaDonna Chancellor led that effort with our administrators. And out of those four that aren't returning, two of them decided they needed to get married and go live in different states. And then there was two that we felt weren't a good fit, which that, you know, that's going to happen. What that program looks like, generally, we do some things before school, which we've always done. You know, we do some training with our teachers before school, but the reality is these folks, they didn't do student teaching like I did. I mean, they're not really sure what they're getting into. They don't know what they don't know. So what we did, the plan is generally after the school year gets going, we get substitutes for them. We spend some time giving them more information. Most importantly, they have time to go visit experienced teachers' classrooms and see and ask questions, and then they get back together, and then we have a panel that we put together. There's a picture there at the bottom of three of our department chairs, experienced, where they can just submit questions to them about, hey, what do you do about this? What do you do about that? This kid's doing this. This parent situation is like this. So we have those ongoing. This year we'll have a couple of those days that are during the first semester after the school year starts, and we have some additional training in January set for them. So really pleased about this program. I'm excited to tell you, we have, like I said, we had 42 go through the program last year. We're gonna have less than that go through the program this year. We have several new teachers this year, but many of them are more experienced than what we had this past year. We have several coming in from the area. And I have to apologize to my fellow superintendent friends around us. We've set ourselves up where we pay better, where we invest heavily into them. We have safer, and so therefore, this is a desirable location for any teacher in the area to be. And having said that, if you're interested in joining our team, we will. And I'm dead serious about this. So we have a job fair, which we're having our next one will be in the fall. Typically, I think we're gonna set it sometime around early November, probably after Halloween, and we'll have another one in the spring. But the advantage of that, if folks are interested in maybe doing that as a second career, maybe when they retire, thinking about doing something different, they can come. It's the one time a year where we have all of our principals in the one place at one time where they can visit. They can also learn about the certification process and what they need to do. So just keep that in the back of your mind in case you might be interested, or you might know somebody that will be interested in joining us. Something you'll be hearing some more about is a redefining ready cohort for our district. We're talking strategic plan. So thinking longer term for us, being visionary. I was able to, there's a cohort group that's from the American Superintendents Association, I'm a member of. It's at a national conference and listened to a cohort group that they started. And it's really talking about just redefining ready in terms of not just getting kids ready for a test at the end of the year. And absolutely, that's a focus for us. We want to make sure kids can pass that reading and math. But number one, if our kids are getting ready for college, we need to make sure that we have those indicators that we're hitting, which we do a pretty good job on that end. Where we need to improve is on the career side. It's in terms of that workforce. You know, workforce is an issue in the state of Oklahoma, period. And so we need to do a better job of helping getting our kids ready for that, making sure that they know that you don't have to go to college and you can make a very good living doing it. There's lots of different options for that. That group has done some site visits, we've done some virtual visits, but we had a group go to a suburb in the Chicago area last fall. They went and visited up at Cedar Rapids in the spring, and one of the things, and there's a school district about our size, and they one thing that that district had that made a lot of sense for us, I think we need to get started, is a construction management program. You know, we have kids saying, you know, there's a shortage of, you know, if you need an electrician or plumbers or skilled trade. You know, I'm in the process of trying to build a house now for years, it feels like. But so what they do is they have a class where kids can take as an elective, and then they build a house once a year. And think about all that goes into that, that we think there's no reason why we couldn't get going something like that here in Bartlesville. So just wanted to share that. But think about what those indicators are for that, because when our kids graduate, you know, we need to make sure, if I'm not going to go to college, I'll talk some more about some college prep stuff. I got some exciting data to share from our advanced placement scores. But thinking about career ready, we need to make sure, one, our kids know, one indicator is you need to show up. 90% of the time you need to be somewhere. You need to be at school. Are you involved in a service learning project? Are you involved in some sort of co-curricular activity? Whatever it is. So that you're involved in that, so you know how to get along with others. You know how to work hard. When I went for my run this morning, I came by here and the band's out practicing. I mean, it's hot. I mean, really, really hot on that turf. Our kids and cross-country kids are out there. I mean, some of that, it's important. Our cheer team, I mean, it's important that they have that accountability. So we want to make sure that we have those types of experience that we're talking to our kids about to help get them ready. And you'll be hearing more about that as we share some exciting changes to our strategic plan. And really, because what we've learned is, we can't just wait for what's going to happen here locally or wait from the state of Oklahoma to help us with that, because that's just not going to happen. We have to be visionary to go out and see what we need to do to best prepare our kids. We'll mention our STEM program, which this is a picture of. We had the executive leadership team came up from Houston, from Phillips 66 a year ago. New CEO Laser, which we're very pleased that they took the time to come spend with us and see the innovation labs that we have at our high school and give them an update. One exciting thing that resulted from that, we didn't have any internships with Phillips 66, and at the result of that meeting, we had one. We were able to get that started because they were able to visit with our kids and these kids need to come work for us. We can do that, so we want to help bridge that gap. Our STEM program, our science, technology, engineering, and math, we use Project Lead the Way curriculum, and we've expanded that across the district. We're one of 17 distinguished districts in the country. There's no other district in the state of Oklahoma that's included in that. So we offer, even beginning at the kindergarten level, a section in a class in computer science, all the way up to the high school level, we offer cybersecurity on our campus. We have four different levels of computer science at Bartlesville High School. We've invested heavily in that. What that looks like, if I'm in elementary school, that is their science curriculum. So that's a huge undertaking, thinking about we have over 200 elementary teachers on training and equipping them, because they spend so much of their time, obviously, on reading and math. But we need to make sure they can go through these science modules with them. At the middle schools and high school level, we have folks, these are elective teachers that we invest in there. We have these beautiful facilities. We have staff that are trained for that. And it continues to grow in popularity with kids. But the bottom line is they're electives. Kids, we don't make anybody take these classes, but kids know. Kids know what's good. They know what they're interested in. And so they're able to bring speakers in from it where they can kind of see. They can see the options that they have right here in Bartlesville. And that's another step we want to do to help our workforce. We will, as part of our STEM program, I shared last year that we started an aviation class at Bartlesville High School. We had three sections of that we started here. I'm proud to say this year we've got the teachers teaching that full time. So we have six different sections of aviation. The goal of that is to have a four-year option for kids to take an elective course in aviation, which is just tied to our STEM program. This chart that I have you now, I mentioned earlier something about AP scores. So we're talking about advanced placement. And this bar chart, I'll explain. I know you can't really see it probably from where you are. I'd be happy to share all this information with you. If anyone wants to see our slides, I'll be happy to email it to you. Just let me know. So these slides are 2019, which is obviously in the spring, when you take an AP class. And so what an AP class is, typically they're juniors and seniors. We have some sophomores that take world history. But what that is they take a college-level class that's taught here. The teachers are certified through the College Board. And then at the end of that class, they take a test, or they have the option to take a test. If they make a 3 or better, it's a 5-point scale. Typically, that's considered passing. And at most universities, you're going to get credit for that. You'll get college credit for that course. So in 2019, that dark blue line, that's the total number of kids we had taking an AP class, which is a little over 100. The light blue is the number of exams that we're taking. So thinking about, I may be an AP kid in my junior year, I'm taking AP English, and I may take calculus or physics. I may be taking 2 or 3 tests myself. And then that gold bar is how many kids made a 3 or better on that assessment. So that was a pre-pandemic. Where we were in 2021, which is that middle section of numbers, you can see was pretty similar, but went down a little bit. Think about what the world was like in 2021, lots of disruptions that we dealt with. But I think the exciting thing to share is in 2023, this last year. So you can see that dark blue chart. That's the number of kids that are enrolled in an AP now compared to what they're enrolled in 2019. You can see that the light blue bar is the number of students. But most exciting to me is that gold number. So we have twice as many kids score three or better that even took the class in 2019. Okay, that's a tremendous improvement for our kids. And so we've continued to expand our advanced placement program, but that's kind of along those lines of that college ready. So we're doing those things on that college ready. We need to continue to do that to making sure our kids are ready with that. But also we need to do a better job over on the career side. So our ag program, which I'm tickled enough, I was bragging on Trevor Dorsey earlier by his involvement with the ag program, but we've come a long way. We didn't have a program until 2019. They were named a top five program in year three in the state. Last year we had about 200 kids enrolled. We were turning kids away, so we had to add a third teacher, which is here. They're all at state conference right now, or they'd be here today. So we have almost 300 kids that are eighth grade and above taking FFA. I've learned so much about FFA. I didn't know much about it, frankly, before we started, but I am so impressed with the leadership skills these kids are taught, the public speaking that goes, because sometimes people just think ties us immediately to something to do with animals, but there's so much more than that. We have a facility that's being built. You guys have probably noticed that right across the street. It's scheduled to be finished in March of 2024. There'll be an indoor arena. There'll be a couple of barns and also a couple of greenhouses that will be included there. We'll have our eighth grade kids will come over and experience that. And we also want to have our elementary kids to come get to visit the facility as well. Our virtual school is just another option that we have. Obviously, when the pandemic hit, we had about 20% of our students were enrolled virtually. Now it's more like one, which is, because it's not for everybody. If you're enrolled in a full-time virtual option, that's not for everybody. We've had a program at our middle school and high schools for a while. The difference is we now have a program at our elementary school. So last year we had 32 kids that were enrolled at Richard Kane Elementary in our virtual program. What that means is they have a Bartlesville teacher. They connect with them virtually. We have one teacher do the upper grades, one teacher do the younger grades. And then those kids have the option to come in and do specials. Some of the parents want to bring them in to maybe art or music. We also do some community building things to bring them in at a certain time and take some field trips. Because that fits their family's needs. So we have options that we never had before. That was a good thing that came out of the pandemic. It forced us to get better with our virtual options that we didn't have before. Because what was happening at that time, there was some statewide virtual charter programs that were finding out now. Some of them, there was some fraud, frankly, that was going on, but they weren't very good. And so now we offer a better option for them. So it's a good thing for our parents to have. We have several families that have come through. We found, they've liked that some sort of a homeschool option has been better for them, has met their family's needs best, which is great for them. But now they can enroll with us as a student, take classes virtually, and because they want to be in the band, or they also want to come up and take an elective and play football or STEM or whatever that might be. So we're doing things for their flexibility. That's a lot more than we've ever done before, especially kids that come in as juniors and seniors, and they may be doing an internship or taking a college class and doing maybe just coming up here for band practice. So we'll make sure everyone's know that we will continue to invest in that. And it takes it's not for everybody. And as a teacher, it's not for me. I wouldn't want to do that. But we do have folks that are invested heavily in that and really do a good job. Our internship program, just to make sure everyone hears this. We do have this option available for seniors currently, where they spend a couple hours a day or 10 hours a week. Anthony Tucker, where's Anthony? Anthony, stand up. Okay, Anthony, everybody see Anthony. Anthony's a Bartlesville graduate, and so glad that I made him stand up. And so he's working for us now as a counselor here at the high school. Anthony's actually a great soccer player for us, but Anthony's working as a counselor, and he's gonna be the career contact. So if you're interested in having an intern at your place, Anthony is the guy to contact. And so it's a great program. Thank you, Mr. Tucker. Glad you're back. It is a great opportunity for kids to learn, because a lot of times what they find is this is not for them. I thought I wanted to do this because my parents told me, but I get in there thinking, this is not so great. So if any of you have interest in opening this up, eventually I would like to offer this to juniors, but we're still working through with seniors right now. We have around 50 typically enroll in the program. And before I forget, Dan Kelleher, Kelleher Architects, you have some interns here, don't you? You have two? Who do we have? Do we have Ella or Emma? Okay, very good. So we have Ella Higgs and Emma King are here. Olivia Bailey is also doing an internship with us as well. They're Bartlesville graduates, and actually they're working for them. You're paying them, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah.
Good. That's good. Yeah. And before I forget, I get this question a lot. This might help somebody's time. So in October of 2020, my wife and I decided that we're going to sell our house and build a house. And we wanted to have a little bit more space with our plan was to do that and build a house in 2021 and move in. So just to update everybody, today's August 2nd, it's 2023, and no, we are not living in that house. The good news is, I do think they're going to finish it. Yeah, hopefully this month. So anyway, we're working on that. We've been sharing a 836 square foot apartment in downtown Bartlesville. And we're looking forward to having a garage again real soon. And before I go any further, because I do this, I want to also introduce my beautiful wife. Jennifer is here. So next week, we're going to have our 31st wedding anniversary in October 11th, 1986. When I was a junior and she was a freshman, I showed up and had a wonderful mullet. There was a lot of party in the back. I mean, there was a lot of party in the back. Yes. With my 1972 Dodge Tradesman 200 van that did not have reverse, think about that. And her parents are sitting right over there. They let her go out with me. Yeah, they did. Yeah, and we have been together ever since. And so since that point in my life, I've always had to think about, I'm gonna have to tell Jennifer whatever it is that I've done, whatever it is I'm gonna do. And so since that point in my life, that has made me a better person, so I'm glad that she's here. So, did Heather Boyle make it today? Is Heather here? Heather, stand up, please. Heather teaches for us. This is a program. Thank you, Heather. She runs our Atlas program, which is an elementary program for kids that struggle. And it's housed at Ranch Heights. There's a partnership. We have a full-time teacher and assistant. Grand Lake Mental Health also helps us with that. And just to know, we have kids from all six elementaries that go spend time at Ranch Heights. They have a different schedule of their day. And it's really for kids that have had some severe trauma. They may be doing okay academically, but they really struggle socially. And it's been very successful. It's a work in progress, but we continue with that program. It's good work. Our goal is to get our kids ready for that back into the regular ed classroom. And it's always, and as always, it goes back to the teacher. And so really thankful for the program that we have there. Because what we found, even though it's a small number of kids that need it here in Bartlesville, you take a couple of those kids that maybe a school that's not ready for them, and they can really hijack the culture of your school. And so we really make sure that we're serving them better and also serving the school better as well. We have a new program that I'm excited to share with you now is with our friends over at On the Rock on the Creamery. We're going to have Sandy Dossett. I don't know if you guys know Sandy or not. She's a former teacher for us. It's wonderful. We've been talking to her for years. She really has a heart to serve some of our at-risk kids. And so where we are with that, they've opened up their Creamery program downtown by the On the Rock. It has an esports gaming thing in there as well. But we are going to partner with them. We have a Bartlesville teacher that's going to be assigned there, along with an assistant. Our friends at Bartlesville Education Promise are going to fund half of their salaries. And what we've done, we've found six kids from Central and six from Madison that would be here at the high school that really think this would be a better place for them. And they need some additional support. And so we're meeting with parents now. So far we have five of them enrolled, but we're going to be starting that program. This is in addition to our traditional alternative program. It's just another opportunity for kids to help get them on a better path. I'm just thankful for our community for making this happen with us. Staff recruitment and attention. We've continued to invest in our staff. Just to give you a brief update on, in case you wondered, salary-wise, in 2018 and before, a first-year teacher, you started working here, you made $32,000. We pay your retirement, we pay insurance on top of that, but that's your salary. This year will be $43,000. So that's a pretty significant increase, you know, over 33% since in the last 6 years too. Our special education teachers here locally, we pay them a 10% stipend in addition to their salary as well. On the support staff or hourly staff, we've given them a $2 hour increase the last 2 years. Because frankly, you know, it's amazing what the competition is for those positions on paying and what people are paying, whether they're working at a fast food restaurant or something like that. So we've made tremendous improvements there. Thankful we've streamlined, we've gotten ourselves with our board's leadership. You know, we've been able to outsource several of our programs so that, you know, our friend Robert Phillips of the YMCA, you know, our school age care program is now, those are YMCA employees, not Barnesville Public School employees. Our child nutrition program is all staffed by Sodexo. They work for Sodexo, not for us. Same thing with all of our facilities. Caleb Rovenstein, who's here, is over that entire program. That enables us to be strategic with our resources to make sure that we're getting those into the classroom and these ancillary things that are important. All those things are important, but making sure we have experts in there investing their time and efforts. The child care for teachers, really excited about this. Arvest Bank helped us fund this program. There is a shortage of child care in Bartlesville, period. I think it's one of the biggest challenges that our city has. Our teachers are impacted from that just like everybody else. We've worked with Tri-County. They have a wonderful child care program and they made some adjustments. Very thankful for Jolene Bryant, specifically at Tri-County Tech. They shifted their program where it's on August 1st through May. So that means if I'm a teacher and I've got a kid in the program, then I don't have to pay for June and July, but that's a significant amount. And then secondly, they're doing a 10% discount, and then the district is paying for 10% discount as well. Arvest Bank is paying that. They picked up the cost of that. We have 16 teachers that have kids that are enrolled in that program. And so that's a significant help with them. My goal, I want to get to 50% discount, which we'll work on that. Blair, we'll work on that some more next year. We'll get there. Past Independence, where's Claire Bartley? Claire, stand up. In case you don't know Claire, Claire runs PTI, Past Independence. Claire's great. Yeah. So I just wanted to share, you know, there are, for whatever reason, we have more and more kids that are on the autism spectrum. Claire started a private school, PTI, Past Independence, and we partnered with them ever since. I know when I became superintendent, we went and talked, and we tried to figure out a way where they could be part of our school, but it got a little too confusing on the public and private. But so where we landed was, they're now in what was Will Rogers Elementary. They rented that from us for a while. We went back and forth on different things, but they're doing wonderful. They've got a big, their project is, the fundraising effort, construction project is almost finished. But what I want to share about this is we work with them. So if we have a kid, you know, we have our IEP team, if they decide that that's the best place for them, better than being with us right now, that's what we do. We just work hand to hand with them, and we're thankful to have that option. We're thankful in Bartlesville that we have that option for our kids. Claire does a great job. And thanks for being here today, Claire. We have, I'll mention on our fine arts, Chris and Heather Kane and Tamara Walker. Would you guys stand, in case you didn't know? So Chris and Heather, where are you guys? This is our second year with us, but they're our band directors. Really doing a great job. I know they had some new staff last year, and like our football program, they retained all of their staff. They're out there working hard this morning. Really thankful to have both of them on our team. And then Tamara Walker, where's Tamara? Tamara's been with us for a long time, and she is leading our choir department. She's taught choir here at the Mid-High High School forever, and now she's going to be leading the program, so glad to have Tamara in that role. Ron and Greg Carr are still leading our orchestra program as well, and so these are the type of programs we talked about, you know, fine arts, we'll talk about athletics here in just a minute. I just want our kids involved. I don't really care what they're involved in, but I need them involved because, you know, they have that different accountability. It's important. You know, it's important if you got to be at band practice in the morning or whatever practice it is. You've got to make sure you've got yourself in a position where you can do that. And so we're very thankful to have this. Our string program, our orchestra program, you'd be surprised how few schools have this option to even have that as an opportunity for them. For example, right down the road in Owosso, they don't have a string program. They put all the resources in the band. And so we're thankful to have these different types of resources for our kids. And then over on the athletic end, so our fall sports, they've started. I think their games are not until next week, but they've been rolling for a while. I want to recognize strength coach Daniel West. Daniel, stand up. Daniel does a great job with us. They've had our summer pride program. Yes. He also has his own personal gym. He has a degree from A&M. We're fortunate he's here. Yeah, don't let your wife get transferred. Don't let everyone you guys in talk to you about that. We need to keep you guys here, but does a great job. We had over 420 kids that were enrolled in our summer pride program. This is boys and girls. And really, that's all he's focused on is making our kids better athletes, whatever they're enrolled in, so whatever sport they're involved in. I anticipate we're going to have a really good year this fall. It's going to be fun. Really appreciate all of their work. Coach Wright, he must have just stepped out. Football coach is doing a great job. I mean, think about band and football, just those two, just the sheer numbers of folks that are involved in that and making sure that we've got these quality people to be around them too. They do a wonderful job with that. Yeah, but I think our softball and volleyball, their actual games will start next week. Cross country will get started here pretty quick after school starts in terms of their actual events. They've been running for a while, and football will get going here. We open up with Claremore the Friday before Labor Day. And then Bruins on the Run, I won't spend any time on that because Blair already talked about this, our after-school running program for fifth graders. But I did want to talk just briefly about for our staff. I talk to my staff often about them investing in themselves, making sure you take care of yourself so that you're ready to invest into our kids. And a few years ago, when I first started, I talked to all of our staff about, hey, if you want to do a race or a walk, because I'm a runner, if you want to do a race or a walk, I've got $500, send me an email, I'll give you $50 for whatever you want to do. And so we did that the first year, and that went really quick. And then so I started thinking how I could be more strategic in my resources. And so I started talking with the Run the Streets program, which I'm a big proponent of, and what we could do to support them. And so I talked to the people that run the streets, and they're like, okay, how big of a sponsorship level do we need to give for all of my employees if they wanted to participate, when they just paid for their shirt? I don't want you guys to lose any money. And they said, well, I think if you donate $1,000, that's good for 67 staff. And I'm like, great. We'll never have 67 people want to do that. And of course, we made this into a competition, which was a big mistake on my part. And so we've had between 140 and 233 of our staff have signed up for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's $2,500 a year, in case you're wondering. But which I'm happy to do. It's really a great program, because when you get to that run, that Wool Rock 8K, which they don't have to run, you can walk. But it's great to see our fifth graders go through that program to be able to set that goal and invest in that. And then just a real quick update on our bond issue history. I've been very supportive, thankful for our community. We've passed 4 bond issues since 2016 at really impressive rates as well. So a couple things that are going on. Right now, technology, we've invested heavily in. When I became superintendent in 2016, I visited with my staff, and they said that was their number one complaint, was we didn't have enough technology. And we don't say that anymore. We've invested heavily, been strategic about those resources as well. Our ag building, which looks a lot different than that picture, that's a drone picture from, I think, 2 weeks ago. It's scheduled to be finished in March of 2024. Richard Kane Elementary, if you haven't been by there, I encourage you to go by and see the front. That's finished. They've been in that now, the end of the school year in it. Wilson Elementary is also finished. That's the beginning of it. And you can see they have an electronic marquee. So we now have an electronic marquee at the high school, Wilson and Kane. All of our other schools, we're going to be doing an electronic marquee at their schools, and hopefully have them in by the end of this school year. Wayside Elementary. There's a lot going on at Wayside. So been by there, obviously, we've been working through that. We're planning on having that finished by in a year from now. So August of 2024, hopefully when I'm talking to you, I'm talking about we're in those new, we're gonna have a new pre-K and kindergarten pods. There's gonna be a new art room and music room. And then we're gonna go in and renovate those spaces that they're moving out of. So new office, library, classroom, cafeteria. Ranch Heights is about a year behind, so our plan is to get that started. Very similar project to get opened up in August of 2025. Principal Holmes sent me a picture last week. She was so excited at Tiffany did, that we've got a new big toy. This also helps with our bond funding. I think that's a picture from Wilson's from last year as well. Elementary gym floors, we've updated those where they had this old tile. We put in some rubber floors for those, except for our two that we have beautiful wood floors at Richard Kane Elementary and Jane Phillips. Because they're elementary schools, that's kids, that's their auditorium, that's their everything where they meet. So thankful to do that. And then I'm sure our softball girls are very thankful to have the indoor facility that has air conditioning in this time of year. So we've been in that now for a little over a year. Our softball and golf facility is over at Madison, and by Dungeness we have the indoor baseball facility as well. Okay, and in transportation, we've replaced every bus in the fleet since 2016. We have expanded our, you might have seen our people mover buses, but also our white fleet. We talk about all of our equipment when we go to a ball game. All those different types of things have been, and all that has been done through bond funds. So as we come to a close here, and I turn it over to Chris Batchelder, which always makes me a little scared. just want to thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your support of Bartlesville Schools. And to say, if you ever need anything from me, because I know there's the wonderful world of social media. There's lots of different ways to share information. And unfortunately, sometimes it's not accurate. So if you ever have a question for me or something's going on in school, please just let me know. I'm pretty sure half the people in this room have my cell phone number, and I bet the other half can get it just real easily. But send me a note. I'd be happy to sit down and have a cup of coffee and visit with you to share information. Because I'm here to serve, I truly am, so please let me know. Once again, thank you for your support. I appreciate your time today. And now I'm going to turn it over to President of the Bartlesville Public School Foundation, Chris Batchelder.
Thank you, Superintendent McCauley. Great job, as always. I was kind of looking around the room. I was very closely paying attention to what you were saying. It's very important. But as I was kind of looking around the room, I couldn't help but think to myself, I've been around Bartlesville a long time, graduated in 1991, born and raised here, as are many people in the room. And I think whether it's people that have lived here a long time or are recent move-ins to the community, I'm not sure anybody in here would argue, I'm not sure there's ever been a better time to live in this community. I was just kind of looking around the room and I'm listening to Chuck. I can assure you we've never had anybody doing the kind of job he's doing. He's been amazing for this district and was great at all of the jobs he had before this one, but certainly was meant for this job. But I think about we introduced our legislators earlier, our city council, our school board. These people that are in these roles right now just seem like they were born to do them. And then you look at the leadership at our schools. I was talking to several of our principals earlier. Some are new in their roles. Some have been in them a while. It's just amazing how everybody seems to really be fitting where they are. Dr. Dunn, it seems like he's been at Wesleyan forever because he's just so perfect for it and was the perfect guy at the perfect time. And it just seems like so many of our leaders in our community are in roles like that right now. So I'm thrilled to be leading the Bartlesville Public School Foundation. It's a great honor for me. This is my second tour of duty on the board. I had a chance to do that when I lived here before, and I can tell you firsthand what a difference it makes doing it this time with Blair in the role she's in. She's amazing, and it's a great privilege to do that and help our district in ways that we've never been able to help before. So, and just real quickly, I want to take a little second of editorial liberty since I have the microphone, which is, like Chuck said, very dangerous. But I just got back. I spent last week in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And you might be thinking to yourself, why in the world would... Hey, all right, Oshkosh, Wisconsin in the house. Didn't expect that today. The world's largest aviation and aerospace exhibition, the world's largest, takes place annually in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And it was last week. It's called the EAA Air Show, and there were 35,000 private aircraft that flew in for it, about 450,000 people total that attend this exhibition every year. And part of the reason we went was I was part of a 20-person contingent from the state of Oklahoma. And you may not know this, and I promise I'm going to get to my point, but aviation and aerospace has become our state's second largest employer behind oil and natural gas. And That's a big deal. And the governor has made a really big deal out of promoting Oklahoma as an aviation and aerospace destination. And part of that is this high school aviation curriculum. And what Chuck may not even know is that 3 years ago, there were only 5 schools in the state that offered that curriculum. Last year, there were 53, and this next year, there's going to be 82. We are by far and away the largest state in the 50 states offering that AOPA curriculum, which really is going to make Bartlesville stand out. And part of the reason that's so critical is because of what Chuck mentioned about workforce. We just cannot hire people in the aerospace industry fast enough. And so whether it's, you know, pilots, A&P mechanics, it doesn't matter. If they're learning about aviation during their secondary education, those careers immediately start paying, whether you continue in higher education or join the aerospace workforce right out of high school. It's become a really big deal. So kudos. And just to put a finer point on that, because it's become a really big deal. Okay, now to my talking points. I'm going to get through these fast. I've already kind of touched on all the things we have to be proud of and the great things happening in our district. I want to thank once again our sponsors. This event obviously has become a really big deal. We sold it out. And so thank you to everybody. We're going to grow it even larger, I hope, next year. But we couldn't do it without our sponsors. And so I genuinely want to say thank you. What you do for the Public School Foundation and this event is a really big deal. Please keep the foundation in mind and in the front of your mind as you go to make your philanthropic decisions throughout the year. As you heard earlier about how much money we've given back to the district, you guys know that state funding and funding for education has really tightened up. And so supplemental funding sources like the Public School Foundation have become a really big deal across our state. You can purchase the teacher supply buckets for $20. You can check out when you leave today for those. You can also purchase those as part of our online auction. So if you want to directly help a teacher in the classroom, be sure to purchase one of those buckets. The text to give information is on the back of your program. It's also, I think, on the screen, so you can do text to give. You can do that by the end of the day today. I'd really like you to do it as you're sitting here right now. But if you do that by the end of the day today, it'll count toward that Truity Education Foundation match, which is, again, is a great partner for us and a really big deal as we go through the text to give campaign. The online auction, you can see most of those items up here. If you haven't had a chance to visit the auction website, please do that. You can go ahead and tune out right now and do that if you want to. I will tell you that I get a lot of joy out of going on there. And my buddy Craig Wassmiller has all of his auction items on auto bid. So I like to go out and just continually ding him, because every time I bid stuff up, it automatically goes up. So you too can go cost Craig Wassmiller a bunch of money by bidding on all the items he's bidding on and all this great stuff up here. The coolest one, again, is our art from the Goodnight Bartlesville book, which Blair Ellis published last year. That book continues to just fly off the shelves and is super cool. Our students and art faculty and teachers did the art themselves, and you can purchase that original art now. Which is really cool to have in your home or office. And I want to, again, just point out that we will always take checks and cash. You can be sure to visit Blair or the checkout table as you leave. Here are a few quick stats as you're considering helping us today. $50 will fund a pair of shoes for Bruins on the Run. That program is just amazing. We've mentioned it many times today, but it's super cool. $100 sponsors a child's participation in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library from birth through 5 years old, giving that child 60 books during that time period as they get ready to start their elementary career. That Dolly Parton Imagination Library, again, that's another program that has just absolutely exploded to the point that we are helping several other schools in our county this year with that. $500 can fund a grant for a teacher's classroom. That's what we do, is provide teacher grants, and those go a long way. And then $1,000 can fund a teacher grant that impacts an entire school. So please consider those amounts as you are thinking about what you're going to do to help the foundation. And then I always want to point out, we've really tried to push this program because of some changes in the tax law in Oklahoma. It now allows taxpayers to receive a tax credit when making a contribution to qualified public school foundations like BPSF. This is a way to redirect funds you would otherwise pay in state income tax credits into our public schools. Under certain circumstances, donors can receive up to 75% of their gift back from a tax credit. BPSF is offering this benefit to our donors, and many successfully took advantage of it last year. The brochures on your table include more information on this new opportunity, and you can reach out to Blair, myself, anyone with the School Foundation with questions. The foundation is always here to advance quality education in the Bartlesville Public Schools, but we could not do it without your help. One last housekeeping item. It would really help the staff here at the high school and in the commons if you would help us by grabbing your trash before you leave your table and taking it to the trash can. I see Cody Price over there shaking his head. Cody helps on our facilities team and helped get this room cool, which was a task in and of itself, and is also our fantastic varsity baseball coach. So thank you, Coach / Mr. Price, for everything you do for our district. But yeah, help us out and grab your stuff before you head out. Again, we'll be sticking around if you have any questions or want to help with a donation or have questions about the auction. Thank you again to Superintendent McCauley. Thank you to Blair for everything you do for the Public School Foundation. And thank you to all of you for not only making this event happen, but helping make Bartlesville Public Schools the best in the state of Oklahoma. Be safe, thank you, and we will see you next year.